Texte numéro 59. Most young women have experienced abuse online. More than half of the 14,000 girls between the ages of 15 and 25, interviewed by Plan International, said they had been cyber-stalked, sent explicit messages and images, or abused online. Plan International, which is one of the world's largest organisations working for children's rights and gender equality, said it is a global problem. And what makes this problem worse is that social media companies had left girls to deal with online violence on their own. The interviewees, indeed, said that no action had been taken when they reported abuse. These attacks may not be physical, but they are often threatening, relentless, and they limit girls' freedom of expression, said Plan's chief executive officer, Anne Albrechtsen. Driving girls out of online spaces is hugely disempowering in an increasingly digital world and damages their ability to be seen, heard, and become leaders. The research found that about 20% of girls had been forced off social media and another 12% had changed how they use it after receiving online violence. Almost 40% said they had been attacked on Facebook, but interviewees also spoke about similar problems on all other platforms, including Instagram, WhatsApp, Snapchat, Twitter, and TikTok. The survey showed that many of the girls were targeted because of their race or identity. More than a third of interviewees who received abuse were from an ethnic minority, and 56% identified as lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender. Attacks consisted of abusive language, threats of sexual violence and body shaming. Many of them said that they had been insulted and received death threats, often from anonymous accounts. A quarter felt physically unsafe as a result, making it difficult for them to go to school or to work. Many also told Plan that they had to take medication or be sedated to be able to calm down. Plan's report said abusers often get around punishments by creating new accounts. Many have been involved in circles of violence that are terrible, from having intimate information spread to death threats. In 2018, the United Nations Special Rapporteur on Violence Against Women called for governments to create new laws that protect online spaces based on rights to expression, privacy, and freedom from violence. Plan, which promotes girls' rights, echoed the call, urging governments to create laws that hold social media companies to account for abuses on their platforms, as well as ensuring their own harassment laws are enforced against online violence. With COVID-19 driving more of our lives online, and with internet access around the world improving, it is time for digital platforms to step up and protect their users, said Anne Albrechtsen. Adapted from The Guardian, October 2020.